We're in the midst of the most difficult of times. An invisible threat has changed our world and called upon us all to dig deep to find determination, strength, and courage.
This threat may not have reduced our cities to rubble or laid waste to our infrastructure, but everybody, everywhere on this planet is feeling its shockwaves.
There are no weddings, no family gathering.
There is no socializing in pubs, bars, or restaurants.
It has closed our schools and prevented the exams.
It has shut our shops and cancelled our holidays.
It has halted our team sports.
And wiped out our running races.
It has stopped our tournaments and matches.
And it has postponed the greatest show on earth in Tokyo.
But we're a tough bunch of humans. We will get through this.
We will stay fit, we will stay healthy in mind and body.
The power of sport and exercise to benefit and contribute to society has never been more clear and more potent.
From our homes, we continue to inspire each other and demonstrate that we're all equal.
We are all in exactly the same position and we are all here to help each other get through this.
And make no mistake, we will get through this. We will support you. We will be your team.
We will win, and we will win together.
Hi, Tandy, and welcome to an extra episode of the Netball Show with Mizuno as we hear from the INF president, Liz Nicol, on the current situation.
Yeah, it's a tough time, isn't it? It's extraordinary circumstances for everybody, so it's changed our daily lives in so many ways. But what's been great is to see, you know, the response of the sporting community and the netball community in particular in this context. You know, actually coming up with some fantastic new initiatives that are being promoted on Twitter and Facebook, and to just contribute ideas to help people remain healthy over this period and keep active and keep engaged. So it's a challenging time for everybody right around the world.
It's affected Celia as well. Is she all right now? You've been in touch with her?
She's absolutely fine. Celia's absolutely fine, yes. She did have the virus. She did have to go through that isolation. She's through it, and she no longer has the virus, which is excellent news.
Brilliant, yeah. Have you been impressed about the whole netball community reaching out to everybody and members?
Yeah, and you know, we've encouraged that. We pride ourselves in being a socially responsible sport, and I think there's been real evidence of that, and I have to say across other sports as well. But you know, the netball community has played its part in actually doing the right thing in social distancing, postponing events, and making sure that they aren't contributing to a spread of the virus. But also at the same time, being creative in thinking of ideas and working with some sponsors, and in Australia and New Zealand, working with sponsors to promote some great new initiatives. You know, with NetFit in Australia, and it's really good. And so, the experience is going to change some ways in which we all do our business and communicate in future. There'll be some good will come of it in terms of creativity.
President, when you were elected, we could all never possibly imagine a situation like this, but is it possibly your biggest test yet?
Well, a bigger test would have come had I still been part of the Olympic and the Paralympic campaign and movement. This is a test for every leader at every level. You know, our people are our most important asset. And so, you know, we've got to concentrate on our people and make sure they're safe and well and supported. And the challenge is to find something positive and constructive. So, and, you know, at an international board level, we are using this time to develop our strategy for the next 4 years, building on Netball 2020, which actually helped the sport progress so well. So we're using it for strategic reasons. Well, we're very aware that national federations are affected at a domestic and national level, and probably more affected than us as an international federation.
We've seen some wonderful initiatives in the meantime. Obviously, you mentioned NetFit. Netball Northern Ireland have got their Everyday Warriors, And even players in our Super League are right on the front line.
Yeah. Which is absolutely excellent. If they're fit and healthy and they can contribute to the whole voluntary effort that's come together to tackle this, you know, significant virus, then that's absolutely brilliant. And we should be celebrating those individuals and showcasing the great support that they were able to give over this period in time. You know, people who are engaged in sport are volunteers at heart, and so this is where they're so willing to step forward.
We've seen Gary Burgess singing "Daniel" by Elton John as well. Not too sure about that.
not too sure about that. But
he's got a good voice.
I bet it brought smiles to people's faces, and that's the other thing that communications do. It's you have to find some humour in what is, you know, a very, very serious situation around the world affecting individuals and families and friends. So you have to find something in the day to make you smile.
And around the world as well, I mean, you'll be monitoring the situation because we're all at different stages as part of this.
Yes, you know, we're a membership body, and our first priority is to national netball associations and our regions. And our regions are represented on our board, so we hear directly from our regions about the challenges in each of their respective areas. But also, I've had some direct contact with the national netball associations. They probably have the most significant challenges, those that are more commercial, those where there are super leagues that are postponed, that are affected by, it's broadcast sponsors, ticketing, and sustainability is challenged. But our head office team have also been in touch with many others across our 75 member nations, and it is our first priority must be to do what we can to support them, although a lot of the activity has to happen at a national level and not at an international level.
At this moment, obviously, with the leagues being postponed in all various countries as well, I wouldn't know how it works, but would maybe now be a time to call the extra special meeting to maybe look at realigning everything in place? Is that an option at all?
Well, I don't think it's an extra special meeting. I think we do. What I have heard from some of the nations is that they will look to support from the International Federation on protecting some of the biggest assets that exist in our sport, and that's mainly the international competitions. Now, as some are cancelled, then some are postponed, and congestion occurs, and that's where we can play a role as an international federation in bringing people together to actually try to create a win-win situation here. But thankfully in our sport, the biggest event of our calendar happened in 2019, as in Liverpool at the Netball World Cup. There were internationals in Australia in October. There were internationals in England in January. There was a cancellation of the international competitions in Singapore, and some of our under 21 World Youth Cup qualifiers are being postponed. So it is a massive impact because our calendar is not like many other international federations, not hugely congested. But there will be challenges. The International Federation can play a part in actually helping the countries that do want to work together to find a collective solution. We can help facilitate that. And, in our sport and in other sports, the league franchises are potentially at risk in terms of sustainability. So we know that they, I think they're, thankfully, in the bigger nations, the support of the government support that the nations receive is very good, and actually is likely to continue. So, and I do know, for example, that England Netball has a good level of reserves, and this will be essential to be able to carry them through this period.
I think it was put wonderfully by you that we're all in this together. I mean, we've seen great tweets from players, and on the other side of this, we just need another World Cup, but it's going to take a little bit longer.
Nobody knows how long this situation is going to exist, but we can all see there's no quick fix to it. It's going to be several months ahead, and I think everybody has to start looking positively at 2021 and the opportunities that exist beyond that. For us, you know, the focus will be on the 2023 Netball World Cup in South Africa, which will be a massive event for the African continent. I'm sure everybody will be back in action in 2021 and will be aiming to come back stronger, and we'll find some different ways of working through the experience that we've had now, with so many people not being able to operate at the front line and so much communication now happening online, which of course we're used to doing internationally anyway. These are interesting times where our hearts are, you know, with everybody that's directly and negatively impacted. But we can only hope the future will be bright.
Brilliant. Liz, thank you so much for your time.
You're welcome. You're welcome.
And it'll be great if you could join us on the podcast next week as we hear from somebody who plays in the Australian leagues.
I can't put into words still how special it feels. It's such an honour to be asked to lead your country.
I'm under no illusion that being assistant coach and player at the same time is going to be challenging. And I look forward to meeting the challenge head on and doing my best within both roles.
One minute I've got tears coming down my face, and then I'm like, oh my God, this is it. And it was like Monster had taken over me, and it was pure elation.
A huge thank you to the Netball Show. You really have helped us at England Netball take our message to new audiences.